It is exactly 7 minutes to midnight, and I wanted to just lay down my mindset because if I had let this moment pass, I will not do it again. I know you've not heard from me on the podcast for a while, and that was because I was not able to record and mix and produce all by myself, but I think I have worked out some kind of schedule. Which now brings me to why I'm actually doing this. 2 months ago, I wrote my first book called Fired Up. Launch your personal brand, share your story, build community, and make a living doing what you love. I'm proud of that book, but it's not exactly what I wanted it to be. Still, I'm working right now on expanding it and updating it. I'm going to add case studies, I'm going to add several things to the book, and whoever has bought the book will get to experience all of this in perpetuity, right? Also, last night I just made the decision to give every digital copy of that book for free. I don't know how long I'm going to do that, but I'm going to give out Fired Up for free. If you notice as well, it is no longer called the Fireworks Podcast. It is now called the Fired Up Podcast with Jesse Dainsouf. And the reason is this: I wanted to transfer what I was talking about and teaching on the book into an audio experience. And that's what this podcast is going to be going forward. It's the audio experience of the framework I am working on and working with, which is to build your personal brand, to share your story, to build community around it and monetize that community or learn how to make a living doing what you love. Essentially, and that's essentially what I'm going to do. So, as someone who has been teaching people to build their personal brands, I want to start practicing what I preach. So, I'm going to be the first experiment of this thing that I am doing. Jesse Dainsouf is going to build his personal brand, and on top of his personal brand, I'm going to revive my company, Fireworks Creative Agency, and revive the creative community campfire that I was doing. On top of that, I will hopefully get into investing because my long-term plan and ambition is to have an investment company that helps build other creative companies. That's my goal. That is my dream. That's what I want to do with the rest of my life. Help others build their personal brands and to make a living doing what they love, essentially. So, which now brings me to where I am. I'm not overthinking it because I'm high on caffeine. I'm supposed to be studying for a teaching I'm going to do the following morning, but I just wanted to lay down this my thought pattern. Going forward, you're just going to be hearing from me on how to build your personal brand, how to share your story, how to build community, and how to make a living doing what you love. That's my plan. And I'm going to carry as many people along as possible. I'm going to give out as much free and valuable information as much as possible. I'm going to build community. I'm going to steward community. That's what Jesse is going to be doing. I hope you can join me on this ride. I hope you can join me on this journey. For too long, I've been living my life led by fear. At the start of the pandemic, I lost my business, got into debt. And for the past 3 years, I've been walking on eggshells. And I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm starting over. I'm going to walk in my authenticity, my authority, and rebuild. I don't mind from the ground up. Many people before me have failed. Many people before me have failed, and that is fine. One of the best things a friend ever told me was she said that, Jesse, you have to look at failure as an event, not your identity. And that made so much sense because if you look at failure as an event, you take it as feedback and it informs your next step. So, which means you keep iterating yourself, you keep learning. That's design thinking, right? You keep learning, you get feedback, you keep learning. And that's the journey to success. So, why then have I been living my life as if, in fact, it doesn't matter. The point is this. I am back. I'm back, baby. And I'm fired up. I'm fired up for this. And I'm going to carry as many of you along for this. So this is just going to be raw. It's going to be real. It's going to be authentic. It's going to be emotional. It's going to be insightful. You're going to get so much value from this because we are starting over. And this is the Fired Up podcast with Jesse Dainsouf. Listen, this is the most underrated business podcast on the continent. So if you've not yet subscribed, better subscribe now and give me a favorable rating because you're going to be one of my day ones. When I blow, you're going to be there. Do you understand? Leave a comment. Give me 5 stars, I beg. Let us take this podcast. Let us make it the best thing that has happened on this continent for a creative. Anyway, thank you for your support so far. I'm really looking forward to building, honestly. I'm really looking forward to doing so much more. My ambition, like I said, is to build businesses. I want to be part of the stories of creatives all over the continent. Africa is so blessed. My nation, Nigeria, is so blessed. I want to be part of the ones that are lifting people out of poverty by providing an opportunity, a platform for them to feed themselves, their families, and their communities. That's what I want to do. So I'm starting over. I've given myself the next 10 years. I'm 31 now. And by the time I am 40, I would have been celebrating what you are listening to right now. I know it's a 10-year plan. I don't mind that. That's my moonshot. But I'm going to try and achieve all of this in the next 6 months. Actually, it's a concept that Peter Thiel teaches. He says, why don't you try achieving all your 10-year goals in 6 months? And it makes so much sense, you know, because often you procrastinate, and if you tell yourself that it will take 10 years to do the dishes, you'll give yourself 10 years to do the dishes. But if you say you're going to use 15 minutes to do the dishes, then it will take 15 minutes to do the dishes. Now, granted, there are some things that take time to accomplish and to achieve, and that's fine. But I'm just making the point, and Peter Thiel is also making the point, that if you were to achieve all your 10-year goals in 6 months, what will you do? Do you know what that does? It makes you come up with innovative ways and radical solutions to problems in your life or challenges in your life. So I'm doing the same. Yes, in 10 years, I want to be author, entrepreneur, investor, right? Author, creator, entrepreneur, investor. That's what I want to be. But in the next 6 months, that's what I'm going to be working on. I'm going to be putting out as much content, free and valuable content as possible, and building a community, just informing them, educating them on how to build, launch, scale, and monetize. That's my plan. That's my goal. Yeah, guys. So thank you for listening to this man ramble at 12 a.m. on what is now a Sunday night. And I believe I'm going to be listening to this very soon, looking back and laughing at myself because I'm high on caffeine and high on ambition. All right. Welcome to the Fired Up Podcast with Jesse Dan Yusuf. I love you. Bye.